You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm, so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Mary got in touch with me here on Lunchtime Live. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com because, Mary, you're not happy with Mr. Price's recent marketing campaign. It features a number of different slogans. Are you offended by the campaign, Mary?
Well, the phrase fancy a ride has sexual connotations. And in other media, you know, there's a watershed before which certain content is not acceptable. But these companies' vans are out there morning, noon and night. They're in the public eye all day. And I'm just wondering, is it really acceptable that our children and adolescents are exposed to this type of sexual content?
So you might just explain for listeners who haven't seen the slogans of the vans, Mary, what you're talking about.
Well, on the front of the van, there is the slogan, fancy a ride, which definitely has sexual connotations. On the back, it says, honk for a hunk. Again, I wonder, is that suitable sort of things for our children to be seen and to be exposed to? And again, I think it's important, Andrea, to say, like, there are organisations in this country whose job it is to support people who don't fancy a ride and whose no wasn't acceptable. So I'm just wondering, why does this company think the slogans on its van are acceptable?
So the hunk for a hunk, and it's sort of done just for listeners, if you haven't seen it, like, these are, you know, it's the, I presume it must be the delivery van, and it's a big colourful, it nearly looks a little bit like an ice cream van in terms of the colours, and they're yellow and they're blue and they're dark blue and green and purple, and then there's, you know, a cartoon figure of a man. It kind of looks a little bit like Ken from Barbie and Ken, and there's the little yellow quotation bubble, the from hunk to hero, from hunk to hero. Then there's at the back of it, hunk for a hunk, and it's you know, the caricature picture painting of the man with his top off, you know, and he's fairly ripped, you know, you can see that in the picture. And then at the front in white writing, in a white bubble, it says fancy a ride across the front of the van. And when did you spot this, Mary?
I spotted it on Wednesday.
Just you saw the van driving around?
I saw four vans parked and I had a look at them. I actually took a double take. I had to stop to see was I seeing what I thought I was seeing.
Yeah, they're fairly eye-catching, all right, you know, in fairness they are.
They are eye-catching, but Andrea, you know, are we talking about eye-catching in sexualised content in the difficulties parents are having to rear their children and particularly their sons in an environment that is increasingly sexualised? I mean, no parent can protect their child from walking past that van on their way to school or on their way from school.
And what when you say you feel it's sort of overly sexualised, just explain how that would impact young children or young boys, as you mentioned, Mary.
Because it's done, you said it yourself, it's done in a cartoonish way. So therefore, is it funny? Is it all right? Do you know what I mean? It's also put in a particular context. And I think that is not appropriate either. And I really don't think that sexualised content to our children is appropriate.
Now, some people will think this is not sexualised at all. You know, it's a bit of crack and it's kind of funny. And
Andrea, I know what fancy a ride means and I've been around the block and I know what the connotations are and so do a great number of people. And I just don't think that this company should be using sexualised slogans on their vans. It's completely inappropriate.
So is it the slogan fancy a ride, the slogan, Mary, that's kind of what you have the real issue with, really, is it, rather than
hugely that issue. But I also feel that this honk for a honk, you're portraying a picture of, to our boys, of if you like, as you said yourself, a ripped person. And are we now pressurizing our young boys and adolescents to conform to a particular sort of, if you like, picture of what it means to be a man? God knows women have had enough of this pressurized to look and dress in a certain way. And really, do we want to start doing that to our boys as well? We've seen the damage it has caused to our girls and women. So we really need to continue it.
Now, I have to be honest, I actually hadn't, I haven't spotted these fans. I hadn't even seen these slogans, Mary, till you got in touch and sent us in, you know, the pictures and the images and that of them. So I don't know if this is a new campaign or, you know, or sorry, how new it is or whether or not they got any public feedback or, sure, they probably didn't get public consultation, wouldn't have to. I don't know what it, you know, because Mr. Price, to my mind, unless it's changed from I was last, in it. It's a sort of it's a discount store, isn't it? It's you know, it's, I think they do online sales too, don't they? It's an online discount store.
It's a discount store. Now, as it happened, when I was taking a photograph of the van, the driver of the van approached me and I told him what I was doing. And he was upset at being expected to drive a van with particularly the sexualized slogan. But he said, what's the point in us complaining? We've got nowhere. So you're also asking your employees to work in a sexualized environment. And I can absolutely assure you, Andrea, that if you were in an office and Fancy a Ride was up on the wall, the WRC would be down on you like a ton of bricks.
Mm.
Let's be real here, you know.
Mm. No, look, I can see it from both. I think some people wouldn't pay a blind bit of heed to it. But, you know, when listening to you and taking your point around young people, and, I suppose it's, I'd be interested to know maybe the nature of how it came about, or, you know, because maybe it's are the delivering products, or, you know, look, I can understand the connotations of Fancy a Ride, all right, but I was trying to figure out today, is it to do with you know, the fact that they're delivering the goods? Is that maybe what Mr. Price might say? I wonder.
They might well do so, but I don't think they need to put Fancy a Ride up on their vans when they're delivering goods. They're a delivery van, you know. They deliver goods.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's necessary, and I do consider it extremely sexualized. Yeah.
And have you been talking to anybody else about it? Like, I wonder, are you the only person offended, Mary? Are there other people maybe anxious or annoyed about this too?
I think it's very important. It's not about offence, Andrea. It's about the message it is sending to our children and our young people. And it's a sexualized message. Okay? So it's not whether I am or not offended. The question is it appropriate to have that kind of sexualized content on vans that are on view to young people morning, noon and night? And I think that's the question that needs to be asked, not the question about offense, but the question about the message. Does that send to our young people, particularly when on social media they are also exposed to an incredible amount of sexualized content? Now, most people can't do a great deal about social media other than have an eye on what their children are looking at. Mm. But, you know, we can do something about this. We shouldn't have to have a situation where our children are walking a path this kind of sexualized content.
Now, look, the other thing, I've no doubt, anybody, if there was anyone from Mr. Price here with us today, and I've no doubt other listeners will think, young people, teenagers in particular, anyone with access to a mobile phone, they'll see a hell of a lot worse than honk for a hunk on a Mr. Price van if they're to do any level of a Google search online or go on to Instagram or TikTok. But I appreciate the point you're making, Mary, today. What, if you were talking to anybody from Mr. Price out of curiosity, what would you say to them, Mary?
I would ask them, why do you think these kind of slogans are acceptable, and why did you think they were necessary to advertise your business? Do you mean to tell me your advertising people or your PR people couldn't come up with something else? Why did you need to go down the sexualized route to advertise your product?
Well, we'll see what Mr. Price have to say about this. Mary, listen, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. We do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much indeed, Andrea, and thank you for calling me.
So we reached out to Mr. Price, okay? We got in touch actually with Mr. Price yesterday when Mary first got in contact with us, and I was hoping to speak to somebody actually from Mr. Price today about this. We were hoping they might send us in maybe even a statement to talk about it, but we haven't got that yet. But look, if we get that between now and two, or maybe if someone from Mr. Price wants to come on the show, 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. Drop us an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Very mixed response to this. This texter says, I completely agree with what Mary is saying about Mr. Price. She's dead right. Another listener says there's no more fun in the world anymore, Andrea. What a boring, prim and proper world we now live in. Another texter says, I think it's hilarious. It's all a little bit of fun. There's nothing offensive in it. Plus, the Mr. Price fella is a hunk and I'd hitchhike to get a ride off him any day to the shop, says this listener. Another texter says, would it be okay if a taxi were to have the slogan Fancy a Ride in it?
Would there be an issue with that? For God's sake, children these days see a lot worse on their phones. Crazy that we're complaining about this. Another texter says, the ad on the Mr. Price van, a child wouldn't give it a second glance. I think perhaps Mary needs to chill out, according to this texter. And finally, another listener says, we're playing a drinking game here in the office this lunchtime. Yes, it's a tea drinking game, and we're drinking tea every time we hear you say the word ride. Didn't expect that to be the outcome of today's discussion.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.